Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 262, Not the Summer Anymore. This is the show recorded on the 3rd of September, 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine. How's it going?
My tooth hurts.
Your tooth hurts. Well, you could have phoned in sick. I could have done the show by myself. I can talk about Terraria.
I'm building a mineshaft. Wouldn't it just be the Terraria show?
I'm building a mineshaft, and the trouble is I got some water in it.
So I'm just that's taking you ages, isn't it? You're just scooping up a little bit and scooping it in there.
Well, I don't want to waste any water, because when I drain the oceans, we might be low on water. But actually, I'll speed it up, because I'll just build over the water. Since you're moaning at me for taking so long.
The news.
Anyway, how about you talk a little bit about Dungeon Siege 3? Since I do believe that is the first item on the show notes.
If
what?
You can scroll down a little bit.
I'm playing Terraria.
Okay, well, I know you are.
It's Saturday today. This is Terraria Day.
So Dungeon Siege 3 came out a few months ago? A month ago, maybe? Came out a little while ago, and Square Enix have now officially announced that there's going to be a DLC pack coming out for it, and it's coming out in October. Apparently they're adding additional hours of gameplay to it. They're expanding the world of Ebb,
eh? That's a funny word.
EHB, I'm not sure. And it's called Treasures of the Sun. Apparently it's got a new plot arc, additional quests, new enemies, and lots of loot.
Does it have mud blocks? So
no,
and it sucks.
But yeah, so new DLC pack, it allows you to go up to level 35. You'd think it was an MMO, because the original level cap was level 30. There's new abilities, so you can master the arcane through a new attack. There's new defense and healing abilities. There's more monsters and items that you can encounter in the Aroni Desert. I don't know. Including mummies and giant skeletons. It sounds like some kind of Sinbad film, or like Harryhausen. Like, okay. Paul won't include.
I'm playing Terraria.
You can relocate your talent points. And there's a new enchanting system. So it'll be the first piece of DLC for Dungeon Siege. It's going to be $9.99 on
9 million pounds.
PSN and Steam, and it'll of course be available on Xbox 360 as well. Probably for 800 points, I imagine. I haven't got a points there, but that's what I guess. Next up, Shadows of Damn news. If you could scroll it a little
bit. Hey, this is that game with that talking gun.
Johnson.
Whatever it is.
His name's Johnson.
The guy who is a gun and transforms into stuff.
Johnson.
I don't care what his fracking name is.
Okay.
It's the talking gun.
I think EA have announced this as well, or it might just be Grasshopper, but they're officially releasing
a game.
Art book? A companion art book, which also has the soundtrack with it. So it's going to be on sale from September 9th. Okay, so it's not together. Okay, so
I'm going to drown.
When I originally read it was all together. But so you can buy the art book, which is the official Shadows of Damn companion book, by their boss concept artist, who's Q Hayashida. That's going to go on sale from the 9th of September, as is the soundtrack for the game. So you could get the soundtrack if you pre-ordered the game from some places. I think you had to pre-order it directly from EA to get a copy of the soundtrack. And then you'd have that as a digital copy, but not a physical copy. So you'll be able to buy it now. The art book apparently has never-before-seen concept art. And
a giant leprechaun from beyond the moon that we found in Terraria when we were busy digging.
A special manga, as well as like an interview with Suda and Hayashida, but it's all in Japanese.
Japanese, eh?
Japanese. So I imagine you could be able to buy it from the Grasshopper store, because they sell lots of stuff on there, and you can actually, on the Grasshopper manufacturer website. they actually sell all their stuff to the UK now, which is pretty darn awesome. Apparently the soundtrack's going to be limited to 1,000 pressings, so they're going to make 1,000 copies of it, so I might actually have to have a look on the website when I finish the show. And he's going to sell the first 300 Kiriyama Oka's going to sign the first 300 that are sold to international customers.
Have fun doing that, mate.
Maybe I should buy one. I want to buy one now. I'm going to have to buy one.
Is this Gamercast or is this Catherine's shopping talk?
Well, I could talk about some other things on the show that I might want. Well, I did want to buy, but I haven't.
How about something decent like To Skyrim?
So the soundtrack has 21 tracks on it, by the way. And I'd go on the Gothel Manufacturer website now if you want to pre-order a copy.
Now, I'm not going to upload the show till like Friday.
Yeah, but when I say now, if someone's listening to it on a computer, they can be like, ooh, quick, let's go on the Gothel Manufacturer website. Blah, type it in, go on the website. Oh, look, I can pre-order. Click, buy. Although, of course, if you listen to it on like a MP3 player phone or something like that, I don't know. Why did I say MP3 player? If you listen to it on a phone or something like that,
what's wrong with an MP3 player?
I suppose there are more. I suppose, I don't know. Most people seem to listen to stuff on their phones now.
What's wrong with an MP3 player?
Nothing. Well, if you listen to it on one of those,
I'm bloody done.
Then you know you might not have the internet and you won't be able to search for it. And then you have to remember when you get home and you'll have forgotten by then.
They might have the Wi-Fi.
They might have the Wi-Fi's. But what if they haven't got the key for the Wi-Fi within the building they're in?
Maybe they're at home on their own network.
But, I mean, I listen to podcasts when I travel. But doesn't everyone else?
I listen to podcasts in bed.
You do, and, yeah. Okay, so that's cool. Shazam news. I may have to pre-order those. If you could scroll me down a little bit, please.
I'm trying to dig this thing.
I know you are.
Oh, well, what's going on about Assassin's Creed then? Because so that's the sort of sequel to Terraria, isn't it?
What?
No?
Assassin's Creed Revelations news. Ubisoft have now announced that the multiplayer beta is now available for download on the PSN, exclusively for PlayStation Plus members and Uplay members who have PSN.
I just found
PSN
two
accounts.
Extra health things. I'm going to have to get those when I get out of this hole.
The beta is now playable. It was playable from today at 10 a.m. And it's
so this is the new Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
Revelation.
But the beta actually finishes on the 11th of September.
Wow.
Which is actually pretty soon.
I know.
It offers 9 characters. Sertor, Vanguard, Guardian, Vitza, Thespian, Deacon, Bombardier, Trickster,
Timmy Mallet.
And Champion.
Timmy Mallet.
No, not Timmy flipping Mallet.
Why isn't Timmy Mallet in it?
Because
he's
annoying.
Boring this is. We need some Timmy Mallet. He's almost as bad as Noel Frack and Edna. Why don't they have Noel Edmonds in
it? What about Mr. Blobby? Or is that going too far?
Well, there was
talking
a Mr.
Flipping
Blobby game, wasn't there?
Was there? What, like an old system computer?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if
I never had a Mr. Blobby game. I never had a Timmy Mallet game either, though. Or Noel Edmonds game. Although, of course, you could say, is it Deal or No Deal? I don't know. One of those things has Noel Edmonds on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, people buy loads of those things. I'm like, so you're like Noel Edmonds, do you? And they're like, oh, I think he's lovely. And I'm like, you stupid person. Noel Edmonds is the biggest nab cake since Timmy Mallet.
Sound like you were going to say woman, not stupid person. Anyway, as I said about Revelations,
Noel Edmonds is the most stupid woman I've ever known.
No, before when you were saying the like a person was a stupid person.
Oh, you stupid. Oh my God, there's a red slime attacking
okay.
me.
Okay, anyway, Revelations news. It's going to have 3 maps. The Knight's Hospital.
Hey man,
Antioch,
we've already talked about that.
Antioch.
We talked about how to meet
and Constantinople. And 4 playable modes, which is Wanted, Manhunt, Deathmatch, and Artifact Assault. And that's only a sample, of course, of the final multiplayer content that will be in Revelations. So that's pretty cool. I think we've got an invite in it. Maybe a massive download.
We've got an invite for it.
Yeah, Charlotte sent me an email.
We don't want to play.
Well, she
that.
Forwarded me on an email saying, congratulations, you're in the Assassin's Creed Revelations beta.
Well, why don't we give it away then?
I think it's locked to her account.
Oh, well.
I think, I don't know. And the game, of course, is coming out November 15th. If you go to Eurogamer Expo, I believe it's going to be playable there. It'll probably be the multiplayer. You've got no other really choices to play before then, but of course it's going to be one of the massive games that comes out in November.
Yep, which means it's totally pointless since Skyrim is out.
Well, Skyrim comes out. Is Skyrim having a worldwide release?
Well,
or is it going to come out the 15th
worldwide
over here?
China. Well, I suspect it will be. It will come out on the
11th over here.
The Tuesday, I do believe it is.
11th of the 11th of the 11th.
Oh, no, it's Friday.
It's a Friday. Wow. Why is Assassin's Creed coming out? Oh, I'm saying a thingy date. Damn it. So Assassin's Creed comes out on the...
Die, bad plans.
18th of November, then, I guess. This is American Day I've got down here. Next up, Cabela.
Yeah.
New Cabela game. Cabela's Big Game Hunter Hunting Party. Can you scroll down a little bit so I've got all of that in my...
I'm trying to get this before that thing gets me.
If you scroll down, thank you very much. Oh, cheers. Thanks for minimising the ribbon. Yes, there's a new Cabela game. Cabela games are like hunting thing. Is it like a big American thing?
Kublai Khan's Dangerous
Hunt. Is it a big American thing, Cabela?
Well, we don't really hunt in this country
because we've
already killed everything in the wild.
Nah.
We don't have any bears and we don't have many deers, and I suspect deers are protected anyway.
There's loads of deers and bunny rabbits. Yeah, but
Birds. Oh yeah, we're going to take a massive rifle to a bunny rabbit.
Okay, so this new Cabela game is actually a Kinect title.
You know, we don't have any bears or anything cool to hunt no more, or warthogs or pandas or anything.
Never had pandas. Polar bears, was saying,
rhinoceros.
This is a Kinect game.
Elephants.
You move through the environment by jumping, dodging and weaving around branches, rocks and charging animals, all while shooting your way through each level.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Have I got written how? So it tracks total body movement as you duck, jump, weave.
Die, evil
robots. And weave between obstacles. Grabbing power-ups. So I'm imagining like House of the Dead style, and you kind of grab for it instead of shoot for it. And avoid creatures while you're playing. But it sounds a bit weird that you're avoiding creatures.
Well, you have to be sneaky.
You can't
go through the forest in the woods, so you're making a lot of noise. Because they'll run away.
So,
be like top predator.
Shot sport. The game's being bundled with the Top Shot Sport, mm-hmm. which is a first-of-its-kind technology that adds a brilliant new dimension to the game. What's a Top Shot Sport?
It's a gun, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, I guess
why do they give you the gun with it? It's Kinect.
I don't know, so you can shoot stuff and try and be cool.
Well, yeah, this has got pump action reload. Why is it called a Top Shot Sport?
I don't know why.
What a weird name for a gun.
Why is it weird?
It sounds like...
Hunting's a sport.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
Well,
poor little animals. But yeah, so you get a gun with it, which also has a pop-up tactical sight.
A giant Olympicon.
To line up your poor little animals and...
Have you not seen the gun that comes with...
I have seen the normal 360 one, yeah.
Oh my god, it is epic.
I do find it a bit weird that they're doing an exclusively Kinect one. It's coming out November 1st in America Land, exclusively for Kinect.
Kinect, what's that? Is that a Terraria add-on?
No. Next up, Ship Simulator Extremes news.
Haven't they already done this?
No. To celebrate the first anniversary of Ship Simulator Extremes, as it came out over a year ago now.
Like I'm saying, they've already done it.
They're giving away some free DLC. It's called Harbor Pilot. You get the pressures and responsibilities of a maritime pilot... reflecting the real-life importance of the profession in safety, economic, environmental risks.
I just realised I haven't put
that.
Any lights down this tunnel at all.
Oh, no.
Luckily, I've got my mining helmet on so I can see where I'm going.
Apparently, as well, this Harbour Pilot DLC was created in close cooperation with the Dutch Pilot Association, I guess so they can make it as realistic as possible, as it is a simulator.
I'm assuming you live in Dutchland.
Dutchland. Because that's what it's called. You get four missions in it. You get to learn how to board the ship, pilot them, dock them. There's an added pilot boat functionality in the mission editor that's added when you get the DLC, as well as creation. Which allows you to create, you know, stuff and share it with other people should they want to play your own missions with the same stuff.
Right.
And it's absolutely free. So if you've got the game, you know, you might as well pick it up.
I think it's time for an express elevator to hell.
You're just going down. Next up, Burnout Crash News.
Well, yeah, I can finish the rest of the mine shaft later.
So Burnout Crash got announced not that long ago, actually, maybe a month ago now. And they've now officially announced the release date and the price point. So it's coming out September 20th for Xbox 360, well, XBLA and PSN. And it's going to be a total of £7.99 for the PSN or 800 Microsoft points. Which isn't bad. It's not 1,200, so it's actually cheaper than a large amount of releases these days. And yeah, that's kind of it about that. Burnout Crash is, of course, a kind of 2D arcade-y game in the Burnout series, which is actually the first kind of not full-scale game.
Oh no, I haven't seen it. I'm going to die.
Even I was quite tense there. I was like, Paul's going to die? He's going to swear on the show.
I'm not dead. Can you scroll down a little bit? I just teleported back home. Why, you want to talk about Burnout?
I've already talked about Burnout.
You want to talk about Rising Star?
Yes, I want to talk about Rising Star. So the guys at Rising Star Games, who of course released a lot of cool stuff recently, they've got a license with Cave, so they've got Dodonpachi. Which one is it? Dodonpachi Resurrection? No. A new Dodonpachi, which of course did not come out over here and is not out in America. They've got that coming out. They recently announced they're doing King of Fighters number 13, I think it was. There's so many of those games now, I can't really remember the number. They've now also commissioned the creation of 30 pieces of bespoke character artwork for a few of their upcoming releases, which will then come in copies of the game. So in Harvest Moon, Grand Bazaar, and Rune Factory 3, they'll be given the first set of five of these 30 images with the orders, and give the rest away in future games that are coming out. The artwork's been created by the Harvest Moon artist, who's Yugisa Matsuyama, who I'm hoping is the really cutesy style Harvest Moon guy, because the Harvest Moon kind of art has always been super cute, and I'd say lush, but that's a flipping horrible word. Super gorgeous.
Lush, man.
I hate that word. Just like these really gorgeous, cutesy little animals, and it's kind of what, I don't know, is the Harvest Moon kind of brand to me, and I'm sure a lot of other people as well. But yeah, so they've got him, they've commissioned him to do these 30 pieces of art. In total, it's 20 character portraits and 10 just pieces of artwork. Art cards are going to be set grouped into sets of 5, so it'll be an art card. Because of course these are DS games, though, I imagine they'll be quite small. Three in the sets of 5, three are going to be portraits and two are going to be premium pieces. And I think it sounds really cute. It's nice that they're doing this for the UK. Harvest Moon Grand Bazaar and Rune Factory 3 are coming out later on this year, hopefully. Rising Star usually kind of have some problems with release dates and they kind of slip a little bit here and there, but they usually come out, except for My World, My Way, which never came out, and I'm still waiting for that game. And they announced that in their, like, their games for last year, I think. But Rising Star are cool because they release a lot of stuff that would never actually come out in the UK otherwise. So that's cool, and I can't wait to see what these, like, little art cards look like and stuff like that, because I'm a sucker for nice art. As are most people that I know who like games. Next up, Batman Arkham City news. So, of course, Arkham City comes out 26th of October, I believe, for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. Games for Windows Live on PC as well, I will add, just like the first one was. So you'll be able to get your achievements if you play it through on the PC as well as on the 360. Game and GameStation have exclusive pre-order DLC now, which is going to be Robin. If you want to play as Robin.
Wait, that's a bad thing.
Robin.
We're talking about Robin Hood, right?
No, sadly not.
We're talking about Robin from The Bird. The Bird, yeah?
You just get a little bird that you fly around. that could be better than playing as Robin.
Oh, I'm sure it would be.
Robin has his own unique gadgets and special moves, and he's playable in challenge maps in the game, as well as two additional maps that you get with the pack, which are Black Mask Hideout and Freight Train Escape. You also get a bonus Red Robin character skin. So if you're buying it from game, you'll be getting a Robin piece of DLC.
Great, Robin.
Yeah, I know, there's DLC like all over the place, so I can't remember when it was.
The trouble is, we should stop talking about DLC Jib Jam.
It's all the news nowadays. That's pretty much everything.
Don't we? Well, we don't talk about that anymore.
This game has DLC.
Everything's
got DLC,
and it's all crap because nobody ever puts the fracking codes in. It's a waste of time.
I do.
No, you don't.
I played all the DLC for Ellie Noir.
Yeah, but Ellie Noir's like, you know, decent. This is
So people may not want to play as Robin, but some of the pre-order packs that they've announced for Arkham City are pretty cool. So there's a really nice Frank Miller style kind of Batman, and quite a nice looking original series Batman as well, as in like original TV series. He actually looks quite cool. So there's like a load of like DLC character packs and stuff that a lot of Batman fans are going to buy. Perhaps not Robin, but they'll want the other ones. Anyway, so some Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary news.
A game that's 10 years old.
Microsoft and Titan, who publish books over here, they generally publish like comic books and stuff like that. So I know they used to publish the Simpsons comics. I can't really think of what else they do. Oh, they do a load of the Aliens comics,
they're doing
comics,
some
I
sort
believe.
Of book.
They're doing a collector's booklet with pre-orders of the Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary. If you're pre-ordering it through game, it's exclusively to game, and it's a little book. They say it's a booklet, so a booklet in my eyes would mean it doesn't have a spine. Apparently it's 24 pages long, but I suppose it isn't too tiny, but it's quite small. It's 170 by 135 millimetres. So 17 by 13 centimetres. It's not very big. Is that like a DS game box? I'm not sure.
How big?
170 by 135 millimetres. It's pretty little, isn't it? Apparently, it's got groundbreaking art from
purple slime.
The history of the Halo games. It's got concept art, landscape. So it'll just be like a small kind of pre-order bonus art book thing. And that, of course, actually comes out November 15th, which is quite soon. Jeez, another game in November. No, wait, it doesn't come out November 15th, does it? Wasn't that a Tuesday? Not sure. But yeah, that's kind of cool, I suppose. A DLC bonus. Next up, Rhythm Thief. And the Emperor's Treasure has been announced, which I'm actually quite interested in now. I even did like a little blog entry in my blog, which is a game announced by Sega.
Let's talk about Skyrim. So Skyrim had some cool stuff announced. Basically, the game is made by this guy called Todd Howard, and I don't trust him anymore. He's going to mess it up.
Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure is being published and developed, I believe, by Sega.
Sega, eh?
Can you scroll down a little bit so I've got my info? I have read about it already, but I just...
And I keep typing in this stupid window.
You do just keep typing in the window. You can leave it there, doesn't matter. We talked about Halo now. Okay. Sorry about that. It's a rhythm action game. It's a 3DS title, which is quite nice, because we, of course, need more 3DS games, because there aren't enough out at the moment. Sega, of course, did Monkey Ball...
Super Monkey Ball.
Released? I think that might be all they've released. And this is like their first kind of, I suppose, new IP as well for the console. It's a rhythm action game, but apparently it's rhythm action meets puzzles. So it's got a really cute visual style, kind of reminiscent of Layton series. So it's kind of that more cutesy anime style.
Ooh, I love that gold, thank you.
And set within Paris, which is kind of weird. Because apparently the city of Paris is like an amazing place to be, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so it mixes puzzles and rhythm action.
I just realised I put all my health potions in the damn chest and now I don't have any.
There's a... Oh, shit.
And now I'm being attacked by these evil... Oh my god! I was killed in Terra Rhea.
You got impaled by Big Stinger. Uh-oh. I swore. Well, not bad swearing, but whatever.
Man, my money is...
Sorry, Paul.
Oh, no. How much money do I have in my piggy bank?
Yeah, so there's a teaser trailer up for it, which you can watch. It's quite short and...
I don't have any money in my piggy bank.
And shows mainly...
Oh, my God, I have to go back and get my money.
And shows mainly...
Die, evil creatures.
like little animated cutscenes in it as opposed to actual gameplay. It's apparently a mixture of touchscreen and buttons, but there hasn't been that much announced as of yet because I saw a screenshot that had some button prompts on the screen, so I wasn't sure if you could touch it as well as press the button prompts. But hopefully it'll be playable at some kind of event in the near future, because it's not coming out until 2012. But they say early 2012. But if it's a good rhythm action game, I'm sure I'll buy it because I'm quite a fan of, like, original style rhythm action. I'm not like a huge Guitar Hero kind of fan, but if it's like a cool game that has rhythm action, I'm a fan of rhythm, so whatever. It's got Street Pass functionality, apparently they haven't said exactly what, and yeah, it sounds kind of cool. I'm just hoping it's not more of an emphasis on puzzles than it is rhythm action stuff. So if you're like tapping something to some kind of beat and then suddenly, oh, a puzzle appears, and then it's, like, completely jarring or something like that. Hopefully it won't be. I've got my fingers crossed, because it sounds really cool, and I want a new 3DS game, and this could be it.
Okay, so what's going on about Dead Island?
So, of course, Dead Island's out this week.
I almost said Dead Rising.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it in the new releases, but they've released a 6-page digital comic for free that reveals the events that lead up to the story in the game. Which you can download. It's been done by Marvel. It's been written by William Daly and drawn by... Why has it been drawn so many people? It's on the Marvel website. You can download it from there. marvel.com/digitalcomics. There should be a link somewhere.
Okay, cool.
It was previously as only available as a printed version, which was limited edition giveaway kind of thing at San Diego Comic Con last July. I guess that when it says last July, it means like a few months ago or something like that, I don't know. So you could originally only get it then, and then you thought, wow, I've got this comic that no one else is ever going to have, and now they've released it for free for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Not terribly surprising, they're doing a Gears of War controller for the Xbox 360, so like they did with Halo Reach.
Yep, and Fable 3 as well.
Yeah, this will also have some downloadable.
Yeah, it's got some DLC in there, apparently.
Like the Halo one did.
It's got the transforming D-pad as well.
Yeah, it's got the new style D-pad.
So if anyone listening got the Halo Reach controller or the Fable one or have seen them in the stores, it's the exact same kind of setup. So it's on like almost a little plinth of card, which will then have the DLC and your batteries inside there, and the controller kind of sat on top. It's red and black with the Gears of War, I can't think of what they're called, the logo is called, the skull thing. What is it?
Skull Man.
I can't think.
Skull Man.
That's like on one of the bits of the controller and it kind of bleeds out to the rest.
Oh,
it looks alright, I suppose.
Sort
of. You can pre-order it through Gaming's app. They're the place... with it at the Gaming's app is the only place you can actually order it from, so you won't be able to buy this in stores. So if you go on gamingzap.com, you'll be able to pre-order it from there. I did have it open. Can you you're killing something when you've killed him.
Right, where's my money?
Can you scroll down a little bit so I can see if I've got a price point on here?
Yeah, you're just playing terribly.
I know you are,
and I am not doing terribly well.
Because you want to find your monies.
Yeah, I shouldn't have a massive, like, 30 gold lying around yet somewhere.
Can you scroll down for me,
please? All right.
Well, you've killed everything. Thank you. Okay. I haven't got a price down.
I've got monies back.
They expect
really
their stock within the next 2 weeks. So if you want to get a cool official controller that is Gears of War themed, go on Gaming's app and you'll be able to pre-order it now. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword news. They've announced a collector's edition of the game. I don't know if this has been announced for the UK though, the collector's edition. Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't. So in order to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Zelda upcoming, actually no, it has already come, hasn't it, the 25th anniversary. Well, when games have like anniversaries like this, so when Sonic had his and everyone else, they kind of sorry, it kind of happens for a while. So, like, the Zelda concert stuff isn't happening until October. Ocarina of Time was a part of the 25th anniversary, and then this is as well. With this, you get a soundtrack with selected songs from the 25th anniversary symphony, and also a golden Wiimote with the Hylian crest on it, which is quite nice, don't you think? With a Hyrule crest?
Yeah, sure.
I think it looks nice.
And I'm sure it'll be cheap, plasticky, and break.
It's just a controller.
Yeah, but it'd be tacky.
Yeah, so the crest is quite nice. Sadly, of course, it's where the speaker is on the Wiimote, so it's got all the dots in it from the speaker. But I think it looks quite nice. Of course, they always used to do, like, golden cartridges for the games, so it's quite nice that they're doing something else golden, except it's just a Wiimote. Yeah, it's coming out November 18th in the UK. I'm not sure if this has been officially announced for the UK yet, but I'm hoping it has done, because that will be a Wii Motion Plus as well.
Oh, aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. So I played a game maybe
a
week or two ago. Is
Defalant played it?
Huh?
He played Twister.
Oh, Death. I get Bill and Ted.
Bill and... Oh, my... Fail. Bill.
Well, I said I get it, Bill and Ted.
Yeah, but it took you long.
I didn't realise what you said.
Yeah. Why have I turned green?
I don't know. Poisoned? Your health is going down. You're poisoned.
Yeah, I can see that.
So recently, a game that came out on Xbox Live Arcade was...
Man, this is going to be a nightmare to dig my mind shaft from.
Hole in the Wall, which is I think Charlotte said it was based on, like, a Japanese TV show, which is like Muscle March. I will say Muscle March because I preferred Muscle March as a game, where you have to make poses to go through holes. And Twister Mania is pretty similar.
Right, that's it. The gun's coming out now.
Okay. Twister Mania reimagines the original game of Twister into a digital form, but makes it a bit more physical. Because, of course, if you just had a Twister board, it'd be a bit weird because you could just put your hands out and then you kind of get it. But this apparently supports up to 8 players. It's got 3 modes, containing 16 variations and 1,800 shapes that you can play
down
as.
Down to 2 life.
So it won't just be your average kind of Twister stuff. You've got a dark and... Well, I suppose you kind of... Twister's a bit of a crazy game anyway. Not sure how well this will fare with 8 players in front of Kinect. I'm not sure how that will really work either.
Well, you'll only have two active at a time.
So yeah, how will it do that? Because maybe unless you have to wave yourself in, and then it ignores the people who are in the background. Because of course in Twister you can't move. I don't know. Anyway, this is coming out in November, and it's Kinect, of course.
Right.
1950s Lawnmower Kid. Is also coming out for... Can you scroll down a little bit so I can see my text? Thank you very much. It's coming out for Nintendo DSiWare pretty soon. Actually, no, it's already out from my date I've got here. And I'm just going to mention it because I actually saw about it a while back. But Charlotte just put about it on the website as well. But it's kind of a cross between Paperboy and Farming Simulator because you're trying to mow lawns. And it's cute. But it's top-down. So you kind of miss out on cuteness. Because Paperboy wasn't, of course, top-down.
Indeed.
And that's available now. Have I got a point or a cost? No, I haven't. Yeah. You've got, of course, like things that get in the way, like your average kind of Paperboy game. So you've got dogs, cats, ducks, people, and stuff like that, who stop you from mowing the lawn.
Hey, man, nobody stops me from doing my jobs. Right, so why aren't we talking about any Skyrim news?
Was there any?
So, well, we've got some... There's now some footage of the character creator, which was recorded from PAX, I assume.
Yep, probably.
So that's cool, and if you haven't already seen, they've released loads of images for all the different jib-jab as well. That's my news this week.
That's cool.
Since apparently Skyrim, which should be the number one thing we talk about, isn't on this list.
Well, we talked about it last week. It
should be on, yeah, but now we've got footage.
Well, I didn't know there was footage.
Well, if you go on some guy's website and read what the guy said, who nicked it from another guy, instead of going to your press release websites, you know. It's time for Name That Game. Okay, last week on Name That Game, you would have heard me to say a bunch of jib jab.
No one guessed?
No one guessed. So as always, I win. This is a week where I win. So G said to me. So last week, you heard me say, to protest his nothing else is usually, it started, I think. Get blood on the back now with against science. I'm going to suck step down. I had to cut off switches identical to the 9 assessed as a reference. It's priced more than a much larger box. Nobody guessed what it was. Quite a few people said, what the hell are you on about?
Yeah, I can imagine.
But nobody guessed. The game that was actually being talked about was Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Okay.
The person who said those words were you.
What?
That is, you know your unboxing video?
Yeah.
That's what Google automatic captioning said you were saying for some of it.
What? Really?
Yes, really.
Really?
Do you want me to prove it?
What do you mean Google now, automatic captions?
You know
stuff?
The you know how often, dude.
Something you know, I haven't used.
You know, for deaf people.
Yeah.
The subtitles that come up.
Okay.
The thing. So on YouTube,
that's what it got up.
You can manually enter them, or you can try the automatic ones.
I didn't know. I've had a dislike.
So let's just turn this on.
Oh my god! I can't believe it did that for me. That's what.
See what I'm saying? Bailey came out. Wanted for such came here plus. Secretaries fox everything. It's not really sure if your current workers have been with it. I think the credit. Metallic. Program on the front with the record. It's numbered, which is on the side end. As you see, 6,000, 5 or 20,000.
Stop it.
So yeah, nobody guessed what it was, so G said to me.
Oh my god.
This week, I've decided, since we've had a couple of weeks of hard stuff.
I didn't even know he did that. I need to speak more clearly.
Well, it's speech recognition. It's not gonna...
someone deaf watches
that. What's so funny, man? It's speech recognition. It's not going to work, is
it? No, I suppose not. Oh my god. Sorry, you were saying
The only reason it works well on the Xbox and things like that is because it's listening for specific phrases.
As opposed to this, which is looking for everything.
Yeah. So anyway, this week I've decided we've got something a bit easier because, you know, I got abuse saying, how the hell are we supposed to know that? Right, anyway, this week.
Within the week, I've already discussed the matter with the senator.
I take it he was agreeable?
He didn't really have a choice.
So yeah, like I said, a tad bit easier. Catherine thinks she knows what it is. What is it?
I believe it's Deus Ex. The first one.
Well, you think it's the first one, do you?
I think it's the first one, yes. Mr. Manderly, I think it is, and someone else talking. I can't remember the names. I always forget the names.
It's not just, I know who it is.
Not the best line from that, from it. But I would have chosen a different segment.
Well, I thought, you know, I think it's an appropriate segment.
I like how the cutscene ends. I believe it's Deus Ex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if you think you know what it is, feedback at GamerCast.net or leave a comment on the blog. GamerCast.net's to go on this episode.
New releases this week.
Okay, we've got a couple of new releases this week. First up, we've got Dead Island. This is a scary horror game with zombies on a dead island.
So,
next up, we've got...
Paul, don't do that. You're being bad. You're trying to skip through it all really, really quickly.
Nobody wants to listen to this.
Well, I
want to
say a few things. So, from the title, it not being summer anymore, this is because there's a load of games coming out. What's the thing?
The thing is, Dead Island is a good game we don't need to talk about.
No, it's not.
No, it's not a good game. Are you saying it's rubbish?
I saw it at E3, I don't think it looked great.
Oh, don't say that.
Of course, I haven't played it, so I can't actually comment.
Ooh, see, I, on the other hand, am allowed to comment on it. This game is fantastic.
So, I have been told by people who have been playing it that the single player is rubbish, and it's only good if you play it co-op. One of those games.
So, it's rubbish then. Okay, then.
Well, no, not essentially. As I said, I haven't played it.
So it's like Lost, only with zombies.
Well, it's on an island, but it's not like you got stranded on the island from an airplane crash.
It could be a boat crashing.
They were on holiday, weren't they? I don't know.
Yeah, they were the plane crashing. And these people survived. I don't know. I only watched the first episode.
One thing I found quite interesting, though.
The thing is, it could be a boat. That could explain the situation.
I didn't realise that this isn't the Dead Island's been made by Techland, who made Chrome, because it's in their Chrome engine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're like an old Polish company.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, it may be good. Not in Shanghai.
Expensive.
I've been told by lots of people the co-op's really good. Okay. I just thought it looked quite monotonous when I saw people killing zombies in it.
What about Warhammer 40K
Space Marina. So, if you're a Warhammer fan, this is probably the game for you. There's a demo out on Xbox Live, Steam, and PSN if you want to give it a go. In my opinion, it should have been a cover shooter.
Is this a Steamworks game then?
Maybe. I imagine so. Yeah, it's a third-person action adventure. You're playing as a space marine. You're killing orcs. I don't know if you're killing... what are they called?
Tyranids.
Because, of course, in Kill Team that recently came out, you're killing the Tyranids in that.
Can I play as a Zerg and kill the humans?
Zerg? You're not playing StarCraft.
Well, then why are we talking about it? Let's move on.
Well, people are interested in it. A lot of people have been waiting a while for this. I've been told it's quite good. I'm not really a Warhammer fan. A lot of people think I should like Warhammer.
Why? It's rubbish. It's an expensive way to waste your time.
They are quite expensive. Some of the figures are pretty cool, though.
Yeah, but they don't do anything. They just sit there.
Well, no, it's a game. You play it. It's a board game.
Yeah, but when you're not...
Or a tabletop game. I shouldn't say board game. I'm sure people hate me for that. It's
more than a board game.
It's a tabletop game.
Or a floor game.
And
I know
people that play it, so... Yeah, you can play it on the floor, I suppose.
Yes, the floor.
They've played on the floor in there, haven't they? But yeah, so this is a game a lot of people have been waiting for.
No one cares. Gears of War's out soon.
Gears of War at least is a cover shooter. I said to someone how I would have expected Space Marine to have been a cover shooter. They retaliated with, Space Marines don't need to take cover. I was like, what? The guys in Gears of War do.
And they're badass army people.
Yeah, with bandanas on their heads and tattoos and swearing all the time.
It's better than some space marine. What the hell is that?
Well, I'll give...
Space marine.
One thing I will give it, though...
They don't fight on land, they only fight in space?
Is Warhammer's like an English thing.
Oh,
and it's done
great.
Really well.
Great.
It does really well as well, which I think is pretty cool. Anyway, Resistance 3 is out this week as well, which is, of course, the third... title in the series made by Insomniac.
Really, I thought it was the fourth title in the series.
Well, actually, you could say it's the fourth because of the PSP title.
Mm-hmm.
But the PSP title just had a tag name. As opposed to a number. So it's set 4 years after Resistance 3.
Two. It's set whatever she said after the second
it's
one.
It's set 4 years after the
so
second
it's
one.
Set in what, 1957?
Yep.
Wouldn't it? Because the other one was 1953.
You're right, taking away 4 years from 1957. Very good.
I'm smart.
Paul's smart.
I know about the PlayStation Nav games.
So this is a PS3 exclusive, of course, because it's not a 360 title.
It is very good,
It's got 3D support. I was very tempted by it because there's a really cool Survivor edition, which has a bag and all
Aren't
this cool stuff with it.
Aren't you supposed to be saving money?
Well, I know I haven't pre-ordered it.
Good.
Well, I kind of want it.
You're not...
The only place I could find it on was GameStation. Then it's like, why would I buy a game from GameStation?
You buy stuff from Game?
I know, but GameStation's website looks horrible.
It's the same
Actually,
website.
Well, to be fair, Game's website looks horrible now as well.
Just a different colour scheme.
Well, no, they've had that horrible kind of metallic silver colour for ages.
Well, yeah, it's just different colours.
So there's a special edition about, if you can find it. It's got two-player online/local split-screen co-op. There's multiplayer as well, I believe. Well, I think there is. Yeah, it's got multiplayer. of course it has multiplayer. It's a game. Every game has multiplayer pretty
even
much.
Even I have a dedicated server for Terraria.
Yeah.
Which you haven't joined to help dig the mineshaft.
I always think it's a shame, though, because things like this... I mean, I'm sure some people will play it, but no. The multiplayer is just going to die after a while, because everyone plays, what, COD or...
Call of Duty.
Or Halo Reach.
Yeah, because they played out on the PlayStation.
Well, I'm just talking about all consoles. But yeah, so Resistance 3 is coming out. Of course, Insomniac's next game coming out is... The Thingy 5. Was it The Thingy 5? I can't even think of what it's called, and they're making it with EA.
EA.
Can you say his name?
Yeah, Jonah Lomu.
Is that how you say it? Jonah Lomu, I don't know, Rugby Challenge is coming out. That's what it's
Luma,
called.
Lomu.
Jonah Lomu. 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 I didn't know Rugby Challenge. That's now the title.
So we've got another rugby game.
Yeah, this has come out for 360 and PS3. Another rugby game. Of course, one came out, was it last week?
Yeah, last week, week before, maybe.
The week before last, which was Rugby Challenge, I believe, or Championship.
Rugby Challenge is this one. The one that came out before them was the World Cup.
Well, this has more of an emphasis on the New Zealand kind of rugby stuff, because it's Jonah, doodad.
Jonah Lomu.
Lomu. it's got local and online, and it's a rugby game.
So what's better out of the two rugby games?
Mm.
Why don't you
think
know?
I'm a rugby player?
I play rugby.
I played rugby in school a couple of times.
Great.
We got to charge into one of those things. I don't like...
So you're not actually playing rugby then?
Well, no, we did that as like testing, but I don't like it. In sports, when you have to collide with people, it scares me.
Well, why else are you supposed to... Can you please give me the ball? Can I have the ball, please? Can you please step back so we can hook the ball out?
I'm not a competitive sports player.
You need to get in there and stop elbowing people. Boom, boom, boom. Not that I did that, of course.
Anyway, so next up, we have a new 3DS
title. Or even
better
yet, when I tackled my PE teacher and totally took him out.
we've got a new 3DS title coming out. We always had lady PE teachers.
That's because you were a girl.
They were... Yeah.
Manly.
Manly.
Right.
So you wouldn't be able to bump into them and knock them over. Anyway...
That's not what I did to Mr. Crisp or whatever his name was.
We're going a bit off track talking about PE.
And of course we had Mr. Burton as well. Mr. Burton was a bit more hardcore.
So new Nintendo,
he looked more grumpy.
New Nintendo 3DS release, Star Fox 64 3DS.
So this is, does this work on the normal DS?
No, it does not, believe it or not. This is a 3DS only title.
But it's DS, isn't it? They're all the same.
Well, if you notice, it has the stripe on the different side of the box where it says Nintendo.
Yeah, now tell that to all the people who ask me about it.
It's
like, no, if you have to look for the ones where the thing's on the right side or the left side in their old case, it's like, does this work? What did I just explain to you?
So, unlike Zelda and Ocarina of Time, this isn't like a full-on remastered, oh my god, this looks amazing thing. It's probably been touched up a little bit, but it's still your kind of original Star Fox 64 or Lilac Walls, as people would have known over here.
So what's harder, a Space Marine or a Star Fox?
You could do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll! In your face, Warhammer noobs.
They
You've
can't
lost.
Do barrel rolls.
No, you just... Where's the cannon? Oh no, there's one already killing me.
Yeah, so it's... I believe it's probably... It must have been slightly retouched.
Oh no, there's like a Hydralisk coming to get me. Oh no, it's...
You know their names?
Hydralisk is out of StarCraft. I didn't know what they're called in Warhammer.
Isn't there one like that in Warhammer?
There's loads of... You know, this
something
slimy
ending in Lisk.
Insect things. They all look the same, don't they?
I can't think of them. Oh, I've got a name in my head. I can't think of it. Okay, so they've added multiplayer to it. You can have up to four players in a dogfighting style local play. Yeah, you have... What's his name? Say, do a barrel roll. They teach you to do barrel rolls. Slippy Toad. I remember him. You can use... we spoke about this before because I had a play of it back at
Monopole
Comic Con. You can control it with the gyroscope, accelerometer, the doodads, as well as the analog stick.
Wait, so this isn't on the Xbox?
No.
Then what's the point? Let's talk about a game that is on the Xbox.
Yeah.
NHL, let's not talk about this. Let's
NHL
talk about
12 is coming out, which is, of course, a new hockey game. These have quite small releases. You'll be lucky if you find a copy in a store. This will be out on PS3 and Xbox 360.
And it is, of course, published by the good people at either EA or Take-Two.
It's EA. Because it'd be 2K otherwise.
Yeah, but they've stopped doing it.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, because now we're in the double digits of the years.
Oh, they can't do it.
So I think they... I don't even know. Do they even make the games anymore?
They do, I think. They had some 2K sports stuff at E3. I didn't look at it, but...
Okay, it must be fantastic then.
Well, I'm not going to look at sports
so
games.
If you like hockey...
NHL 12.
Ice hockey, that is.
Yes, not...
not proper
not
hockey.
Not UK hockey. Do they have that kind of hockey over in America?
Mm-hmm.
On a field? We need lacrosse. I did a bit of hockey as well, though.
You can just play cricket and be done with it.
Next up, Monkey Island Special Edition Collection is coming out. This is coming out for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. it's... actually having like a big retail release. This is the reimagined versions that came out on like Xbox Live and PSN like last year, I think it was. So it was the one where you could either play it with the new kind of fancy look or the old school look. They redid the music and the voices, well, and they added voices and changed stuff around.
Is it true it's got Avatar props?
It's got for some Xbox. Avatar stuff, yes. So I think it's pretty cool. It's got a commentary from Ron Gilbert, Tim Schafer, and Dave Grossman.
You know what they should do?
Rise of Nightmares is coming up. So this hasn't had much information at all said about it, which is a bit weird. This is a Kinect title. This was actually announced back when they announced Kinect, and it's coming out now.
So this is a Kinect game.
This is a Kinect game. It's a survival horror in Kinect. I don't really know anything about it. It's a first person.
So nobody knows about it. Does it have any Avatar awards?
You like to ask that, don't you?
Well, I like to look at... I'd never buy any, of course, but I like to look at them.
You like to look at them. You do like to look at them.
It's like going into a shop and I never buy anything.
Yeah, so I saw someone post on Twitter today saying it's a really good like horror game, but I just haven't found any information about it anywhere. There's probably like a video somewhere that someone recorded at PAX or something like that, or E3.
Anyway.
But I think it's quite cool because it's a different game for Kinect. Because it's a survival horror.
So it isn't like Kinect Sports?
No.
Then what's the point? Let's talk about Bus and Cable Car Simulator, San Francisco. Now this is a game where you control a bus and or cable car, but you also drive around in San Francisco. And I don't like, watched it being played for several hours,
yeah, so
but I have no idea what the hell
I
was supposed to be
going on. I saw
Charlotte
play this on her PC, which is... perhaps not that great. So she had it playing at low spec. She played it on my PC. Of course, it was amazing. And it actually seems quite cool at normal spec. They've kind of tried to make their own GTA. Almost. You have a place that you kind of live at, I think.
Yeah, but you don't go around killing
cars.
People.
No, you don't kill people. But
no guns.
They tried to make an environment similar to that of...
And you spend 2 hours driving somewhere and then realise, oh, damn, I needed this tool that I forgot to bring.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, what's nice is that they've got the main missions in it where you do a route and stuff like that, but then they've also added in side missions. So, like, she was doing one, buses had broken down. There was also one for replacing the bus timetables. So you'd have to go, like, around and find all the bus stops and take out the... Well, you probably wouldn't actually take out the things and put in new ones, but to, like, replace them. I thought it was kind of cute that they've tried to expand it out. But. And it doesn't look too bad if you play it on a good PC. You need a good processor for it, even, sorry. But because I've got, what, a quad-core? Have I got a quad-core? She has got some low-profile little...
I still think she's more graphics-limited than processor.
Well, she looked on forums and stuff, and they said it was processors.
Forums? What, some guy?
Well, the forums for the developers, I think.
Where some guy said something.
I don't know. Anyway, last up this week as
the
well.
The thing is, she's only got integrated graphics on that thing.
Well, yeah, I know. You've got El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron coming out.
What's that about, Megatron?
Not Megatron. This has been made by Ignition. I believe...
That's Optimus Prime.
Japan Studio.
He's got an Ignition.
but also perhaps in collaboration a bit with the American one. I'm not entirely sure.
I think his truck's broken.
But this is quite an interesting game. People either hate it or they love it. So it's got a really weird art style that completely changes throughout the game. It's like a third-person action-adventure, which has like combos and stuff like that, and you get different weapons. I think it looks really cool. And that's all I will say about it. I recommend you check it out. There's a demo about if you want to have a look.
Is this a GameCube game?
No. As I said, Xbox 360 and PS3.
And there's a demo.
Yes, there's a demo about.
Oh, why?
Why? And that's all the new releases for this week. There's quite a few coming out, as you can see. Quite a few big releases as well. Starting off the autumn surge of games.
Yes, so now GamerCast will drag on for far longer than it should do. But on the plus side, we now have our Skyrim review, since I was at PAX playing it. And I can quite confidently say, it is alright, but Todd Howard, you suck. More will come later, maybe in November. Stay tuned for part two of our review.
Or maybe in later on in September.
Todd Howard! What, after Eurogamer?
Yep.
That's such a rip-off GamerCast. They got the word gamer in their name.
You could say that for a lot of websites.
Yeah, our team of legal people are working on the issue as we speak. So look out, whoever you are. Margaret Thatcher, you better watch out, yo.
Yeah.
And Patrick Moore, Games Master.
Hey, what you got against Patrick Moore? He's got a cat.
Just because he doesn't do Games Master anymore doesn't mean he's an unfair target to take action against for.
But you watch Sky at Night.
Yeah, but I haven't recorded one for like 2 months.
That's true.
So I ain't watched, dude. Oh, man. Anyway, yeah. So we'll be back next week where we talk about some of the fun games coming out on the 10th. Actually, not the 10th. What am I saying?
9th. Is it the 9th?
The 9th. No, the 9th is this week
sorry,
we just talked
the
about.
The 16th.
The 16th.
Sorry, I'm just dying. You're dying right now.
Yeah, don't worry.
We'll catch you next week.
It's all those bugs and things in Terraria, man. Forget
to send your letters in, guess his name that game.
Yeah, we want to know.
And all that kind of stuff. And we will catch you all next week.